So as one of the leaders on the team, how do you handle the mood today? Obviously, you lost one of your guys yesterday. What's the mood like, and how do you address that in the locker room?
Yeah, you're talking about coach, right? Coach, yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's always tough. You know, I go back to, you know, whether it's someone getting traded or released or, you know, signed off the practice squad or, you know, coach, you know, being let go and things like that. It's always hard. You know, it's always hard because we put so much work in together, and we all genuinely care about each other just as people. At least we do here, you know. And so, you know, I talked to Coach Norton, you know, text him, let him know how thankful I was for our time together and all those things. And he sounded great. You know, he sounded good. Obviously, as a competitor, no one wants that kind of things to happen. But we just know that's how this business is sometimes. And, you know, he's moving forward. We're moving forward. But anytime you lose someone who's part of your family for so long, too, you know, it always stings a little bit.
Do you address it with other guys in the locker room, or is it kind of an unspoken thing where you kind of realize what happened?
It kind of like everyone finds out, and you're like, oh, man, are you good? And the guy's like, you know, yeah, I'm good. You know, it's one of those things that your emotion is like, dang, you know, it sucks, but we have to move on. You know, it's just like when, you know, one of your best friends gets released or gets traded or anything like that. It's, dang, bro, love you, man, but, you know, you got to move on, I got to move on, kind of a deal. So it just, that's how this league works. It's unfortunate, but, you know, it's a part of it.
What's the irony that Denver does the same thing on their side of the ball with Bill Musgrave?
Yeah, right, right.
Any advantage for Bill knowing this defense a little bit?
I don't know. You know, Coach Pagano and Coach Musgrave have obviously gone against each other, so that's familiar for both of them, I guess. You know, it's just completely different, you know, jerseys and things like that. It's funny, again, how this league, you know, does things. But Coach Musgrave is one of the smartest, not only football coaches, but just people I've ever been around. So, you know, he knows how to, you know, game plan and call plays, and I'm sure that he'll have his guys ready to play.
Their defense, one of the top five in the league, so that's going to be a challenge for you guys.
Yes, every time. Every time it is. Very familiar with these guys, you know, as I continue to get up in my years, I guess I begin to get more familiar with certain teams, especially three that I know really well. You know, and these guys are coming into our place this time. You know, they you know, beat us last time in a close game, and you know, and I wasn't able to finish the game. So, you know, I definitely am excited to play against them again.
What do you see different from the Broncos? I know they haven't won since they played you guys.
You know what? You know, on defense, you know, because I don't see their offense, you know. So on defense, you know, they're playing great. You know, they're playing really good football. Top five in the rush, top five in the pass, as always. You know, that seems like a familiar saying when we talk about these guys. But the challenge is always there. But I like our plan. I'm excited to go compete against them.
Derek, you talk about moving forward. I mean, it's not like anybody's running away with this division.
Yeah.
That's sort of the rallying cry. The look, it's a six-game season. We got three division games left.
And how crazy is that? You know, again, this will be the third time I've said it. How crazy is this league that, you know, we haven't been able to do exactly what we've wanted, and we're still right there. We're, you know, what is it, a game and a half out of the wild card and two games out of the division. You know, when we get to play, you know, KC another time, and that's down the road. But, you know, you sit there and you look, you know, everything that we want, everything that, you know, we planned and put out as a goal is out there for us. And if we can just get hot and get on a run, you know, I'm sure the bandwagon will get full again and all those things. But, you know, it's definitely possible. You know, it's definitely possible. And there's no doubt in our mind that we can do it. But we have to go out there and do it.
When Jack opted last year to not renew Musgrave's contract and promote Todd Downing,
yep.
He and a lot of people have talked about the fact that you and Todd had a real good relationship. I mean, an inference there would be, whether right or wrong, that maybe it wasn't as close with Bill.
No.
How would you sum up what Bill did for you in your time with him?
Obviously, I went to two Pro Bowls with Coach Musgrave. Like I said, he's one of the smartest people I've ever been around. Every time I see him, I give him a big hug. You know, when we went and played at Denver, I went straight to him, gave him a hug, talked to him, asked him how his boys are doing. And, you know, it's definitely farthest thing from the truth that me and Coach Musgrave didn't like each other.
We'll get into the reason as to why, but as an offense, your guys' snap count has been really down this season.
Yes.
Despite improved play on third down even.
Yeah.
What's, how can that impact the offense when you guys are on the field as much as you might be accustomed or want to be?
Yeah, it definitely, you know, this, you know, it works both ways. You know, if we get a three and out, we hurt our defense, you know, and you know, if there's a penalty or something crazy on defense, it gives less chances. This is a team game, so that's why we understand that. We have good leadership that teaches us how this game works, and so we just understand that, hey, sometimes it's like that. Sometimes you're not going to get as many chances. That's on us as an offense, that with the fewer chances that we're getting, we have to score. We just have to be more efficient. And so, there's a lot of games, if you watch, during Sundays, that three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out. Oh, touchdown. Oh, touchdown. Now, oh, 21, nothing. It's like, but you did go three and out a whole bunch of times before that. And so, there's a lot of give and take that goes with that, and, we need to hold up our end of it, as an offense. And that's what I'm concerned about. When we get a chance to score, we have to go do it. And, and just talking to our guys on the other side, they tell us, man, we got your back, just like we tell them we have their back. So it's just one of those things that it works together. It's, like I said, stats sometimes are misleading, because, of a lot of different things.
When you guys score, when you get the ball anywhere, you think you've got to score, whether you get it at the one or whatever.
Yes.
But last year, fairly routinely, you were getting the ball on the other side of the field and getting short field drives, and you haven't had any of those since like week three, I think. How much does that handicap an offense get the gimmies?
Right. Well, it hurts stats. That's about it. Easy touchdowns and things like that. As a team, we just know, hey, if we're not going to have short field, we got to go down and make a long drive. You have to be more efficient, because it takes obviously more times and not more plays to get down there and score. So that's what we're concerned about. Our defense is working their tail off, and I know that those turnovers, they come in bunches, so as soon as those start coming, which they're working really hard and they're getting them in practice, so it's only a matter of time. When they start getting them, which they will, then we can hopefully capitalize, when we get those short fields.
Another Downing Musket question. So last year you guys were ranked 6th in offense, this year 21st.
Yep.
Were too many tweaks when the change was made? Did the offense change too much from last year?
No, again, a lot of those stats have to do with total yards and kind of things like that. And so, it all works together. And so there's not, like, honestly, tweak-wise, it's really not a lot of tweaks. Game plan-wise and things, we do things a little different. We call things differently now, obviously, because he's in the division. But route concept-wise and things like that, we do a lot of the same, similar stuff. Any time there's a change, a coach is always going to have their tweaks.
Right.
Doesn't matter, Coach Musgrave going there, he's going to tweak a couple things this week, how he does things. So it just kind of works that way. But I would say for the most part, it's been kind of the same.
So looking for reasons why the offense is taking a step down this year, that would not be one of the reasons?
Absolutely not. Nope.
One more here, guys.